My name is Apey Myintu. I'm a senior instructional designer at the Education Development Center, which is a nonprofit organization based out of Waltham, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. And I'm going to be presenting today on the development of an online training program for community agency or clinic staff who are about to deliver a proven HIV prevention intervention for adult learners. And I'll be talking about how we used interaction and rich media to achieve some of the skills-based learning objectives of the training. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So just to give you some background, our organization, the Education Development Center, or EDC, was funded by CDC to develop an online asynchronous, which is a self-paced, training course to train new facilitators of the VOICES VOCES intervention, which I'll refer to as VOICES for short. VOICES is one of the most widely used behavioral HIV prevention interventions being disseminated by the CDC's Diffusion of Effective Behavioral Interventions Initiative. The intervention is a single session intervention in which participants watch a culturally specific soap opera style video and then engage in a small group discussion that focuses on condom negotiation, attitudes, and skills for overcoming barriers. I just want to note, too, that the original research on VOICES was conducted with African American and Latino heterosexual adults at STD clinics in New York City. Nearly 1,200 agency staff have been trained on VOICES since 2007. And until recently, when the online course was launched, all trainings were conducted through a two-day face-to-face training of facilitators. The two-day face-to-face training of facilitators is held at various sites around the country with trainers trained through a train-the-trainer program. The online training that we created drew heavily from the content of this training. However, as I will show you, we also leveraged what could be done online to create new approaches to teaching the intervention. As a result, this online program can be used not only as a replacement to the training, but also a supplemental resource for those who've already participated in a face-to-face training. The online training is comprised of 8 modules, each taking the learner approximately 45 minutes to an hour, and we recommended to learners that they not try to complete more than 1 or 2 modules in one sitting in front of the computer. Drawing on adult learning principles that courses should be as relevant to the learner as possible, the course is also designed so that users can skip some content or dig a little deeper. And the screenshot from the online training course at the bottom of our screen show some scenes from the soap opera style videos that we used. So one of our biggest challenges as we began to create the course outline and storyboards was to determine how the course would help users develop the skills they need to be VOICES facilitators. I've listed here some of the activities that are often used in skills-based training, modeling of best practice, participant observation and trainer feedback, and skills practice. We decided that video needed to be an integral part of the online course in order to help us achieve some of these skills-based objectives. So I'm going to show you some ways that we use rich media, like video, along with interactive activities to create skills-based learning. First, I will address modeling of best practice. In the face-to-face training, one of the first things the trainer does is to model a VOICES session with mock session participants chosen from volunteer trainees. We replicated this online by allowing users to view a mock session in the first module of the online course. But users of the online version actually had a slightly enhanced experience than participants in a face-to-face training. As you may be able to see here, there are 4 soap opera style videos packaged with the VOICES intervention, each focusing on a different target population and created with community input to be used with clients representing this population. In a face-to-face training, the trainers select which video they will use in the mock session, but in the online version, users control which video they'd like to see being used in the mock session, and they can also watch more than one. This slide shows you what the learner sees while watching the mock session on his or her screen. The video plays on the right of the screen. As the trainer is conducting the mock session, additional information appears on a notepad to the left of the video screen. The notes highlight important points about what the facilitator is doing, and the notes are kept simple and direct so as not to overwhelm the learner with too much information while he's watching the video. Another feature of this activity is the use of what we call scaffolding. As the user watches a Voices session on his screen, there's scaffolding text above the video screen that shows through the use of color exactly what part of the five-part protocol structure the facilitator is implementing at that time. Both the notepad and the scaffolding features enhance the learner's experience of watching the mock session. I will now demonstrate how we incorporated participant observation and trainer feedback into this course to implement a standardized training teaching of common facilitator mistakes and best practices. In face-to-face trainings, participants are asked to volunteer playing the role of a Voices facilitator, and then trainers provide them with feedback or constructive criticism. That's pretty typical of what happens in skills-based training. Through the use of video, we were able to recreate this type of observation and feedback. In this video, one of our trainers, Alfredo, plays the role of a new facilitator. Because we were able to set up exactly what happens in the video rather than rely on a real-world participant, we had Alfredo recreate five of the most common mistakes that new Voices facilitators make. We felt that in this way, we were actually able to standardize the training in a way that the face-to-face version is unable to do. So in this screen, the learner watches Alfredo running a group and making one of the five common mistakes made by new facilitators, but they're not told what the mistake is. After watching the short clip, they're asked to type in what they think Alfredo is doing wrong in the box to the right. The learner then hears an experienced facilitator or supervisor named Deborah provide an honest and clear critique of what happened. The learner's ideas that they entered in the previous page appear next to Deborah's bulleted critiques so that he can compare what he had written to what Deborah is saying. Deborah then tells the learner that she's provided this critique to Alfredo. On the next screen, the learner then sees Alfredo getting it right. He avoids the mistake he made the first time and follows Deborah's suggestions and as a result models best practice. As he does, the learner sees Deb's tips on a notepad to the right. We used a similar approach for other activities in the course, including modules on managing difficult clients. One of the critiques of online learning is that it does not allow participants to have face-to-face interaction with an actual trainer or other participants, or to practice some of the skills themselves. While this is somewhat true, we feel that the ability to standardize the teaching through the modeling of common mistakes, targeted feedback from a trainer that is non-threatening and anonymous, the opportunity to think critically and compare your ideas to those of a trainer can help learners successfully learn the skills they need to run a Voices group as well as they would in a face-to-face training, where there's often very limited time for actual skills practice and feedback from trainers or other participants can also be limited. Our course also incorporates additional strategies to facilitate action and mastery of skills, including frequent opportunities for self-assessment, links to supplementary information, easily accessible support materials, and tools to help the learner quickly locate relevant information they need to implement the intervention. This screen shows you some examples of the self-assessment activities that were embedded into the course. As you can see, we varied the format of these activities to keep the learner engaged. In this example of a self-check, the learner is asked to select the video clip from the soap opera-style video that best addresses a participant's lack of comfort and ability to negotiate condom use with a partner. This checks the user's knowledge of the soap opera style videos developed for Voices and how facilitators could use them to trigger group discussion. We also included a resource library with links to all the intervention materials and videos needed to run the intervention. This particular tool that I'm showing is called CaptionBox. Again, the point of this tool is to help learners use the soap opera style video when running their small group discussion. They're able to select one of the four videos, select a specific risk factor or barrier to condom use, for example, negative attitudes about condoms, and caption box will jump directly to a point in that video where that risk factor is being addressed. So I hope this presentation gave you a good understanding of how skills-based objectives can be reached in an online course through interaction and rich media. The Voices Training of Facilitators course was launched at the end of August. Can be found on effectiveinterventions.org if you link out of the Voices website webpage. And we're currently collecting evaluation data and hope to present on it soon. Thank you.